The scripture for today is 105:29. He turned their waters into blood, causing their fish to die.
Today's prayer. O Father, my wonderful Father, how glorious are all of your ways. Lord, just as you perform miracles to deliver the Israelites from Pharaoh, I know that you will do the same thing for me in my times of trouble. I praise and bless your holy name. Amen. The thought for today. Think of the plagues that God sent to the Egyptians in order to deliver his chosen ones.
Today's action is read about the plagues God sent to the Egyptians. Compare them with the trumpets in Revelation chapter 8. If you ever want to have fun, most people will remember the plagues, but they will not remember all of them. Read about it. Study it. Know all the plagues God brought upon the Egyptians. And then just talk to someone and say, hey, do you remember the plagues in the Bible? What were they? And you'll be able to just zap them right off. Before you read them, think about it. Write it down on a piece of paper, the ones that you think happened, and then read about it and see what actually did happen.
Today's treasure can be found in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16, which reads, "Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter."
We're continuing today with obstacles. Obstacles, mental obstacles today. Lack of imagination. It's also called an obstacle in prayer. It is a sanctified imagination that would revolutionize devotions of many people. Jesus said, "Don't be repetitive. Don't pray in vain repetitions. You're talking to God." If they had lived in the Gospels and felt themselves to be the leper whom Jesus healed, the blind man whose sight he restored, the dying thief who he pardoned, the disciples who first heard that he had risen from the dead, what a delight the book would become. If they had turned in that spirit to prayer and saw him, how swiftly the prayer would have flown. The psalmist said, "I have set the Lord always before me." So can the simplest soul imagine? Imagination was given to us with that while yet on earth, we might mingle with the heavenly throne. Close your eyes in prayer that we might open them to glory. Let us see God, and the prayer will break forth from us as the water gushed forth from the rock.